Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. How horrible is that new opening? I feel sorry for the poor guy putting together. I hear him say that every night. But how Max Headroom 1988 is that?
You're just not hip. You're not cool.
Is that?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, it's back.
Has everything passed me by and then come around and bit me in the ass?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Or does it just sound like everyone's got to do bad radio?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, okay. All right. Ron Livingston is here tonight. Dear, dear friend of the show. Little Black Book, name of the new movie. Ron is one of these guys that's just, and I see where how the appeal works as far as the movie career goes. You want to like him. You'd like to like him.
Aww.
There's something sort of inviting about him.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah. No, I don't know if you get that a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's affected, but it works.
Mm. Well, it's kind of an interesting thing because we've talked about this a lot, which is people are sort of like dogs in that when one's coming at you, you pretty much, I don't know how
you suss it out.
It's the animal part of you that really tunes into, is this thing coming to play or is it coming to maul? And you just know. And it's like if someone says, how do you know? I don't know. You just know.
Yeah.
Ron's coming to play.
I'm here to play.
Or at least once in a while a dog will fool you, and if he does, so be it.
Right.
But Ron has that. It's just something, seems at ease in his own skin, like to hang out with him.
And he keeps coming back, which we like.
Yeah, keeps coming back.
No, it's good.
More punishment. Yeah. Ron, of course, you know.
I'm not here to bite anybody.
You fell in love with on Swingers, and then Swingers is nice because it's the good movie that wouldn't go away. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean it's now been what? To 10 years? Is it 11 years?
Is yeah.
It 9 years? What is it since Swingers?
A lot of years. Eight, I think. Seven, nine.
Only seven?
Since this came out, yeah. 10.
What's that?
I was at 8 or 10.
I think we shot at nine. Nine again.
Shot at 9 years ago. And it did it. I know there was buzz and everything when it came out, but was it bigger 4 years later, or you know what I'm saying?
It picked up a little bit. I think the big buzz about it was that Miramax bought it for $5 million, and it was made for about $250,000.
Right.
So it was like it was right in the thick of that independent film thing back when people were actually making independent films.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like studios making $7 million independent films.
Drew has a negative and visceral reaction to Jon Favreau. By the way, I don't know if you guys have sorted that out. But
we worked it out.
How did that? What happened?
I don't know what happened, but Jon Favreau came on the TV show, and every once in a while, I see the hair on Drew's neck, which he doesn't have. He doesn't have a neck or hair, actually.
But you saw the goose flesh.
The proverbial hair on the neck stand up, and the goose flesh, and that only happened with Issei Morales. When he was explaining to you about how AIDS was cooked up by the mainstream media.
Right.
And how HIV doesn't turn into AIDS.
Wow.
By the way, where's the apology, kids?
I want that apology. I want that from Spin Magazine. I want an apology.
We'll get into Favreau in a second. But listen, here's the deal, all you blowhard actors who have retarded opinions based on BJ you got from an underage chick the night before and a little too much crevassier before you hit the stage. Fine. Go ahead. Spout them out. But then when you're wrong 5 years later, a little press conference. Sorry, fellas.
I was wrong.
I was drunk. I was cocky.
Wrong.
I was wrong. And by the way, or here's the thing. The next time you get one of your ego-driven celebrity jags that has no basis in reality, shut up. Because now you owe us one. Yeah. Remember we listened to you when you're talking about AIDS and HIV and wasn't connected with that? Now shut up. I know you got some ideas about the Sandinistas. Shut up. I know I got some ideas about a little dating myself, the Sandinistas there. I know I got some ideas about the Middle East.
84.
Shut up. We listened to you about, we're very respectful during the whole HIV thing. Now shut up. Now wait till one comes around and then you can do another one.
In here talks about that crap. Remember that?
What a shock.
Well, you know.
What a shock that the son of Bob Guccione, a man of science. A man with eight medallions but and an affected British accent wouldn't know anything about the science of disease.
Favreau started going down that path, too, encouraging a guy that was very sick not to take his medicines and don't let anybody tell
you. Got mad.
And I was like, this guy's going to kill somebody.
John's married to a doctor.
Oh, yes. Is he now or was he then?
No, he is. He is.
That wasn't then. That was like 8 years ago or something.
Oh, okay.
This is way before Swingers.
Yeah. Okay.
Favreau was actually a grip on the show. We didn't have a guest, and our producers insisted we have a guest on each show, so we grabbed Jack out from the audience.
I see. So it was the doctor in you that you was. It was a science.
Well, it's the same thing you say more else. When people espouse things that are dangerous or flat out nonsense, I just
well, people ask us the wrong things all the time. I'm on the red carpet and they're asking me about politics. Or
I am. I admire every actor that goes. I'm an actor. You shouldn't be asking. Here's my opinion, but I certainly have not studied government and political philosophy. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, everyone's got an opinion, Drew.
But when they give medical opinions, what is that?
All right, settle down. Settle down.
What is that?
I'm a carpenter, and when they talk about home improvement, I don't freak out.
They're going to tell you how to do it, though.
All right, I get angry.
Yeah.
Who's telling me what to do?
That's right.
I'll kill him.
What's the name gets cupping now? She's having a Corderos.
Who's cupping? What's cupping, Drew?
It's where they take a hot glass and
put it on you?
Give you a blister, to take the evil humors out.
Well, you got all those toxins.
Toxins
got
to suck out with the vacuum created by the glass.
I got some toxins for you to suck out, baby. Now get busy whilst I watch SportsCenter.
My consistent message about all that sort of monkey business is, well, it's this. It's if those things were so great, why did we need to develop Western medicine? We should have done it. Let's leave it behind. Leave it all behind. Forget antibiotics. Forget therapeutic interventions. Forget angioplasties. Let's leave it all behind. And you just go take the herbs.
But there's a placebo effect.
That's
I'm just saying.
That's right.
It's fine
to run out of
things
to believe in. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So look, let's all just get an enema and a seaweed wrap and check our biorhythm chart, see if we're having a critical day as we move forward here. Yeah, look. Here's the thing. Let me explain something, Drew. This is what... I'm an atheist.
A lot of this stuff, by the way, settled down after the war broke out.
Yeah, it does settle everyone's hash with all the all the pie-in-the-sky hippie stuff. But let me just explain something. You got your sort of right-winger types over here. They have Jesus Christ. That helps them sleep at night. There's a guy up there. He's looking down. Well, I'm one of his kids. I'm going to reside in his mansion. Fine. Then you got your left-wing types. Your left-wing types got... Well, I got my enema. I got my little yarn bracelet, my little Madonna bracelet around my thing. I'm into the Kabbalah. I practice yoga and tantric sex. You know, that's their. I'm an atheist.
That's their religious right.
This is the way I can control things and not freak out, because the idea of being a human being and realizing. Hey, you turn on the news every night and see people just randomly snuffed out around the world. Good people, by the way, not all bad. Seems like the lion's share of them are good. Maybe my day's tomorrow. That's a lot to deal with, and that's why I got to run my yarn.
First of all, use the old intellect and study things a little bit.
You'll freak out. People will freak out. So look.
Build relationships.
The right wing's got Jesus. The left wing's got an enema. And the Jews, they just hang back until...
Robert Mapplethorpe has both.
That's Anima and Jesus. I saw the greatest South
Park. That's a joke there, buddy. A little Mapplethorpe joke. He's
both
got
Anima
both.
And Jesus.
He's got the Anima and Jesus. That's right.
Greatest South Park.
Sandinistas.
Tonight. All right. Greatest South Park with about the Mormons.
All right, Drew.
Very fun.
Let's move forward. We got to move forward.
Dum, 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 dum,
we got to move forward.
Smart.
Little Black Book, name of the new movie Ron is starring in, by the way, which I saw when I was in, I started seeing ads in New York about 2 weeks ago when I was there, and every single corner is
the
first
buses
off,
too.
Is Brittany Murphy, is she nutty? And I don't mean that in a bad way. This is not going to be a
sure,
but in a happy, nutty, eccentric kind of way, not dark.
You know, I found her to be fine. I found her to be really cool. You know, first of all.
Enemas or Jesus?
It's an artificial environment.
Which is it? I'm going enemas.
She wasn't. No, I think if anything, maybe Jesus, but probably on the quiet side about it.
Wow.
First of all, you know, she's making. What's she making now? She's making like 4 million or 5 million a picture, something like that.
You know, you get so caught up in the Julia Roberts at the $20 million a pop or whatever.
Well, 4 million is a lot of money.
That's more
than they're paying me.
You forget about the 4 million and the chick's 23.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's on her 10th film.
That's the whole thing too. Yes. Oh, you know, Julia Roberts is knocking on 40 and has been around this business for a while. You know, when you hear about some of these people, you know, you think about chicks like she's 21, she's 22, she's 25, she's 4 million or 6 million.
Yeah. So I mean, if she were crazy, I think she'd have every right to be.
Yeah.
You know. That said, I find her to be great. Some of them are nuts. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are just nuts.
Talk.
Yeah.
You know, see, I give you names, I get in trouble. But I will say that I didn't find her to be nuts.
We'll talk about it here.
No,
go through my resume. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
I think we had this conversation last time.
I'll tell you who's nutty. What's her name from Swing? Heather Graham. Nutty.
Oh, I
nutty
liked
sweet.
Her. I think I, you know what? Did we do the show together?
Were you in here with her that one time?
We did the show together.
He was the one in here that
one. And I think I kind of half-assed hit her on her on the way home.
Wait, this was a famous night when Adam...
No, Heather was in Alone the night I made fun of her with Boogie Nights.
No, I swear I was there for that.
You were there for the Boogie Nights night?
Yeah, I think I was, yeah.
Funny, it's like a picture where you put your thumb over the guy. It's like Ron is the dude under my thumb.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
Well, it's not like I whited your eyes out with an eraser.
No, it's all right, it's all right. Heather's in the room, you're not looking at me.
That's a good
point. I wasn't looking at me either.
I'm not going to remember tonight.
I could.
No guess. There's no guess.
Here's my thing. I kept thinking, I know somebody else. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. This is good. So
tell a story.
All right. Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Is in here, I guess, with Ron.
Do you remember what you were promoting?
Yeah, what were you promoting?
Swingers.
No, it was before that. It was long.
No,
time ago.
It wasn't before Swingers. Hold on a second. True. Now, see, I'm supposed to listen to you now, but then you come around.
When did
with
Boogie Night come out?
Boogie Nights. Came out a couple years after Swingers. Huh?
Yeah, how do you figure that?
Anderson, get those questions for us.
Swingers came out and then Boogie Nights came out. No? Yes.
No, Boogie Nights was after, but I think maybe we...
Not long after, though.
Maybe we just happened to be...
96 and 97.
Which is
Boogie
which?
Nights is definitely after. It's definitely after.
Boogie Nights is 97.
But I think we did it together. I don't know
all right,
why we
maybe
did it
you
together.
Came on here
it was
for...
You said there was some bathtub scene or something you kept talking about. Do you remember this?
All right, Anderson will figure it out.
No, 96 is Swingers, 97 is Boogie Nights. But Swingers was around for about a year.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing, too. They could have... Came over for sort of second promotion or
maybe the video release.
I would have said this. Happened in '95. This whole conversation. Tell the conversation.
All right. Please quiet down, would you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, Heather was here with what's his nose
with somebody
and some dude. Think he was gay. Anyway. We were talking about other projects, as we'll do later on tonight. I'll say, what else has Ron got on the docket? What can we expect coming down the pike? And Heather said, I worked on a little movie called Boogie Nights. And I said, no, Drew, what?
This is when the mics were off. You kind of leaned back.
No, this is while the mics are on.
All right.
Drew, please stop remembering stuff that didn't happen or remember me with, like, huge genitalia and her not being able to stay away from me. Mics off. Did this on the air. She said... Someone's just produced a picture, by the way.
Of Ron and me and Heather and Adam.
Yeah.
And what's it say on the back?
I look stoned. It says Heather Graham and what's his name?
Swingers.
Swingers.
There you go.
Wow.
Thanks, Ann. All right.
Was I stoned, or what's this picture?
Well, whatever it is, your memory is clearly impaired because you were in an altered state there.
Yeah, look at that. What a crazed look on my face. All right, so anyway. Had a lot of brow back then. Yes, yeah. Got it. Yeah. All right, now, Drew, would you shut up and stop trying to take the wind out of my story sail here? On the air, I'm just going to turn the mic away from you in its natural position, away from wherever you are. On the air, I said, what else you got going, Heather? She said, I got a little something called Boogie Nights, and I thought, now, you know, when you hear the title Boogie Nights and you've never heard, you don't know what Boogie Nights is, it's kind of like... Yeah, okay. And, what about it? Well, I play Roller Girl. I'm on roller skates. I'm an ex-porn star. Burt Reynolds is in it. Burt Reynolds is fresh off of, like, Cop and a Half and a Mako Body Shop commercial. Like, Burt Reynolds, you mean the guy really, the guy's become a joke now.
Dom DeLuise in the film,
too. Dying his eyebrows. Yeah. That Burt Reynolds, like crazy Burt Reynolds? And had made a good movie since Gator. Like, aren't all his movies outtakes now, by the way, with Dom DeLuise laughing? And so Burt Reynolds, and here's the other one, Marky Mark. You mean Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, Marky from the Funky Bunch, the guy from the underpants commercial, the guy, the underpants model? Yeah, him. All right, so let me get this straight. So, called Boogie Nights, you got the roller skates, it's with the dried up Burt Reynolds and the guy from the underpants. This is going
to
be great.
It's about the porn industry in the 70s. Right, you're like, what?
I remember, I got to talk to your agent. I've got to speak to the guy. He's driving your career right in the ground. You're coming off of Swingers. That's a substantial piece of work there. And then boom, right? And with Burt Reynolds and Marky Mark.
Laughing at him.
Yeah.
Where's that going to go?
Oh, man. And it was easily my favorite film of the year. Really enjoyed the hell out of that thing 5 months later when
great
it came
movie.
Out. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, Drew, and I'm that man. A huge, huge mammoth.
I remember you caring quite a bit about it, going, oh, my God, who is your – you have to get new representation. This is – you're a nice-looking young girl. You're good at it.
You're
what are you
your
doing? You were roller skates the entire porn industry in the – Reynolds and Marky Mark. Please, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and that was
get over it.
Not so long ago, by the way, we're dating ourselves, but, you know, Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark and was considered the underpants guy is going to try to do a movie. You sure it's not a music video we're talking about? Yeah.
Not that long ago.
All right. Well, we should all ruin our careers that way. Movie's out Friday.
Yeah.
All right, just want to get that in. Liz?
Yes.
23?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm kind of starting to get into a serious relationship with a guy, but I was wondering if it was too soon after my divorce, which was in April.
How long were you married for?
2 years.
So you were 23, married at 21. Why'd you get married so early, so young?
Because I thought I was in love with the guy. We were in a relationship for 5 years prior to that.
She's calling from Minnesota.
All right. And why did it break up? Sorry.
Places that are really cold or really hot, you can just go and lop 8 years off the average marriage. Like there's ice fishing or people are just spraying themselves with hoses on their front yard and their underpants. You can just get married early.
It's a heat thing.
And why'd you break up?
Yeah. You gotta have a part. Throw a dog in your bed.
I filed for divorce because he was rather abusive.
Physically abusive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here you are jumping from one to the next. You've been in a relationship since you were 16. Why don't you give yourself a little break here? It's all right to date. It's all right even to have a relationship, to be dating somebody, but don't, 4 months out of a marriage that you've had, the relationship you had since you were 16, you need a little bit of Liz time, a little time to grow up a bit.
Well, where'd you meet this new guy?
Work.
All right. Are you in love with him?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a yes if I've ever heard one. The one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and then the, I don't. Yeah,
take
that's
it
a
easy.
Resounding
relax.
Yes.
Date a bunch of guys.
I know love when I hear it.
Be alone for a little while. See what comes up.
Is this a guy you'd been working with while you were married?
Yes.
Bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah. Chicks do that. They start lining guys up.
They do.
They got their next. What they do is, they got their next meal. Well, guys are so oblivious. We don't do that. If there's someone hot at work, we'd like to hump them, but we don't start lining them up.
No.
Yeah. This is like the lease is coming up on the current ride they're in. Just going to keep my eye in the paper here and see what's coming up in the next few months. This is what Liz does. I don't even think they know it. It's just.
I think they would if they stopped and thought for 1 second. They know it,
Liz.
This guy is so different. I mean, he treats me like I'm on this pedestal, and I can't pull off.
Oh, well, that's gonna drive you crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's the same guy that'll become abusive later.
No, it won't.
Could
be. You'll just dump him later when he doesn't become abusive.
Or it's that. Yeah. So you're really going from one extreme to the next.
It's gonna drive you nuts if he treats you too good for too long.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always heard 2 years in, 2 years out, 5 years in, 5 years out. Is there any truth to that?
It's a little tough when you're married 20 years. What do you do? I think 6 months minimum, and I think in her case, since she's never had any time in her life where she's been alone, time to become an adult.
All right. Very good, Drew.
Thank you.
Time to become an adult.
Thank you.
that's right. All right, let's break it down. Let's break it down. Gentlemen, grab a knee. I use that term loosely. One day I'm just going to do a whole thing on the Pop Warner football coach who has that captive audience. You know, it's so easy to get a 9-year-old to laugh, by the way. All you got to do is you call them ladies once every 2 weeks. Big laughs. You start throwing around these. You start doing the. Now look, when you assume you make an ass out of, you know. See, the thing is, when you're 9, you never heard of anything, so it's all brilliant. And whoever says it, well, that's the man. I mean, that's. That came out of his mouth. That's Will Rogers himself up there in a windbreaker. That's right. Drew, what are you looking at?
I'm trying to figure out if that's a hat that you still wear, which I believe it is.
No,
secondly, you're groping Heather Graham here.
Well,
that's what that funky face is about.
Is that what that is?
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a hat that I still... Drew looks like he's from Duran Duran, by the way. What's up with the hair? Look at the crazy hair on Drew. Ron looks marginally younger, but about the same. And Heather's got that look that every prom date I've ever had. When can I get out of here? Look at that! It's like, there's a weight on my shoulder, and I feel a clutch. Holy Christ! Is that his arm?
That's a pretty big smile you got on your face. So.
Yeah, I look
but
stoned.
It's more than a smile, though. It's like, oh, watch out! Look what I got, Ma.
Very sad. Very telling and sad, Drew.
It really is.
Sad and telling, or telling and
telling
sad?
Telling and sad.
Okay, very good.
And she really has, there's some...
Yeah?
There's a painting that looks like this. What the hell is it?
It's bad.
It's bad.
Whatever it is, we should have that.
American Gothic? The farmer and the...
Yeah, it's a little bit of that.
It does look a little American Gothic.
Yeah, it's exactly
She's
what
like
it
the
is.
Girl who does standing.
But there, look, she's looking off stage that, left but, there. Yeah. She's like, help.
She's looking to get out. All right, and it's like, uh-oh, radio guy's touching me. I'm going to have to go home and take one of those rape baths. Sitting there with the music and the loofah that can't get clean and then breaking down and crying in the middle of it. All right. Ron Livingston is here tonight. Little Black Book, name of the movie, coming out. Brittany Murphy's also starring in that with Holly Hunter and Kathy Bates. Coming out this Friday. We'll take a quick break. Let's take a really bad picture with Ron right now. Get it out of the way.
Good.
And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ron Livingston is here tonight. One of the more likable guys you'll meet in this business, although we could not crack him and get any dirt on the crazy actresses during the commercial break.
They're out there, though.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
I don't think they do, and that's part of the problem. All right, Drew, stop looking at the past. Drew's looking at an old picture of us.
I'm trying to remember that night. I can't, except for that one moment.
Yeah, really. And, Drew, I don't wear that hat anymore because I wear my hats out.
What to say, Reds or something? Was that what it said? That's what
Reds.
You got that now.
What hat do I have on now?
It says Reds.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. You give me a hat, I wear it.
Yeah.
And then I sweat through it, and I got to throw them out. All right. Little Black Book, name of the movie, coming out this Friday. Brittany Murphy is in it, Kathy Bates, Holly Hunter. And let's get back to the phones and speak to, coincidentally, Holly, who's 18. Holly?
Hi.
What's happening?
Okay, I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year, mm-hmm. and I really want to let him come in my mouth, but I can't. Like, it's so disgusting, like I'm going to throw up.
Then you don't have to do
that. You get used to it, by the way.
You don't have to do that.
Well,
but I want to, though.
Why?
Because he wants to.
I would train myself with rancid tartar sauce. I'd sleep with it in my mouth. Come over, guy's penis. It took a little doing. We'd use what I call the Corolla front loader system. I probably said enough.
It's a cannon fodder.
Probably said enough.
Yeah.
Probably said enough. The point is you can get past it. Hey, Holly.
Yeah.
Are you talking about? We haven't talked about this in a long time, Drew. Let's get into this.
I was hoping you'd describe your preferences.
That's, I think that goes without saying.
You're a world-class receiver, and even you...
Nobody receives oral like me. That's all. That's what I want to say to the ladies, Ron. A lot of guys brag about their prowess in the sack. You know, like, hey, man, I'll go all night, baby, and rock your world. A lot of guys talk about what they can do to a woman orally. I know there are guys who are better than me in all these departments. Most of North America.
But
nobody receives. Nobody receives like the Ace Man. Nobody.
Really?
Ron, I know you got that look. Don't even think about it.
I know.
You're an actor.
Okay.
You've been around. You've seen the casting couch. You spent some time in your trailer with some extras. I know, Ron, you're thinking, oh, no, I can receive. And Favreau's not no slouch either when it comes to the receiving department. Believe you me. Believe you me. But let me tell you something. Like, no one receives like the Ace Man. What makes you so good?
Touched
by the hand of God. A lot of it is just God given.
Even you don't have to have the whole swallowing thing.
No.
Yeah.
That's part of what makes me a world class receiver of oral.
Yeah, but even the world class receptive system.
Yeah. And here's the thing about me. A lot of guys. Some guys are stronger in a, let's say, reclining position than I am. Other guys are stronger in a horizontal position. A lot of other guys are maybe marginally better standing up. Nobody covers the three bases like I do. No one covers the sofa BJ, the bed BJ, and the shower BJ like the Ace Man.
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
I got a question for the caller. Is this an issue about swallowing or just...
Just the swallowing.
No, because she said in the mouth, though.
Yeah.
So is that...
Even
is this,
like... Even
no
if
spitting?
Even that, like, if any comes in my mouth, it's just, like, I just start gagging, like, instantly.
Right.
So no way you could sort of dispose of it.
It's just, yeah.
How about a liner for the mouth, like a trash can?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, are you serious?
I think I may have stumbled onto something.
I think he's onto something.
Get the Glad people on the phone now. And I'm not talking about that band of gays. I'm talking about the people that make the trash bags.
Like when I pointed. Lime, you know, like with a tequila shot, you do the lime and salt first and then...
I thought about, like, what if I eat something or, you know what I mean, like... Honey or something?
Well, I would go the opposite way. I'd eat some fecal matter, and then this would be a welcome relief. You know what I mean? It's a relative thing. Want another bite off the brownie, baby, or do you want a little sweet nectar? Yeah. See, it's all relative, Drew.
I'm not sure there's any magical way to overcome this other than to say find something that works for both of you and don't be so focused on having to do this when it's something you can't tolerate.
Also, did I mention no one receives like the Ace Man?
Why don't you show, Ryan? I know it's what you're dying to be asked. You want him to ask. Here he goes. There it is. That was just a glimpse.
That's it?
Just a taste.
That's it?
That was he can't expose you to too much. It's
that was a Hickory Farm sampler. Just the guy out front. Would you like to just a little toothpick?
It was a toothpick with a little yellow cellophane on it
of me receiving, but that wasn't the full kielbasa. All right. Ron, having a good time. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. If you say to yourself, and I know this just sounds sort of Pollyanna-ish, but if you say to yourself, I gag every time I take a bite of this or every time I see this or every time you will do that.
For the record, if I were in Holly's position, I would gag every time too.
Me too.
Saying it or not. Okay?
I know, but yet most of women, and God bless them, manage to overcome this hurdle.
Yeah, Drew, don't blow the deal here.
It's another mystery of the women for me.
They don't need an out. You know what I mean? They got enough excuses. Don't give them another one.
Take a call.
Okay. All right.
Danny is 17. Danny?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? It's actually Danny Boy Rosa Parks from Kansas City.
Oh.
The man who makes the left on red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fought the ticket, Adam. I won.
Wait a minute.
How did you do that so fast?
Well, it's Kansas City.
Kansas City, baby.
Yeah, in L.A. you get a ticket, your kids have to fight it.
I've been fighting since May.
No, I'm saying your kids are going to have to pick up the cause later on. You'll be gone.
About.
You'll be long gone.
Supposedly, just trying to
clear your name is what it'll be about. Wait a minute. So Danny is... Now, Danny, we met, right?
Yeah, we met at the Axe Body Spray Party. Thank you, Axe.
That's right. And in New York, and you gave me a nice ass kissing, as I recall.
Well, I do believe in kissing the ass of Corolla.
No, and listen, you want Corolla's ear, you start from the ass and then work your way to the ear, because I was all ears with Danny. You're great. I want you to know you're a genius. Hey, hi, buddy. How you doing? What you got going on with that? Later on, he got tired of me talking to him and left. But the point is, I remember talking to Danny, and okay, now here's the thing. Hold on a second, Danny. All right. You live in Los Angeles, yeah. Do you not, Ron? And I live in Los Angeles. It is, oh, by the way, today set a new honking record for myself.
Oh,
in
really?
Terms of, I don't honk at the person in front of me. I will honk three or four cars ahead
right.
of me oftentimes.
Right.
Like, hey, and then the person turns around and they're like, "Who? What do you want me to do? This guy won't turn right." It's like, honk at him, you puss. That's what I want you to do. Hey, you know what I'm doing to you? Yeah. See how it got your attention?
Pass it on.
A little uncomfortable? Honk one on to him. Hey, if you can skip one over this guy. I honk 8 cars forward today.
Ooh.
Poor chick was in a Miata. She just turned around and was like, "What the hell do you want me to do? There's 6 cars." I was like, "Give him the horn. Let's go. We're not turning. It's we can turn right here. Our lives are going by." Okay, I got stuff. We're getting with Dan.
Finish there.
All I'm saying is what is it in Los Angeles that we have so much time that we can just spend our entire lives sitting in our automobiles when the coast is clear kind of thing? It's like it's legal to turn right on the red. There's no traffic coming. There's one puss up front who's out of it and doesn't know what's going on. And we're also, why can't we just, and by the way, is it rude for us to honk or is it rude for him to hold up 8 people?
You know, I think our freeways have become so effed up that we're not taking them anymore. And we're all now all on the surface streets all the time. And so these things are really add up. They really get to
But
us.
Are we that? Are people in L.A. that beaten
no.
down?
Just
is
all,
it that downtrodden, like, hey, we live in L.A.?
No,
this
one
sucks.
Guy can no. hold up 9 or 10 guys.
And
right.
a lot of people from other countries and things here.
Okay, oh, Drew, yeah. don't start playing
I'm
the race card.
You. I'm just saying.
No, I know. You're right. And there is oftentimes
the
one guy holding up, yes.
Where they don't know they can turn right on red? I keep thinking
okay,
that's
what I keep thinking.
Yeah.
And then I keep thinking to myself, where is the educational campaign?
Yeah.
Where is, yes, there's somebody who is from Idaho who doesn't think it's right to turn right or it's not legal. They grew up, they got 37 years behind the wheel in Idaho, and now they're out here for 2 years, and they haven't figured out that it's okay to turn right on a goddamn red, and we ain't helping by not honking. We're enabling. And everyone in L.A. is just sort of sitting back. Like, I think what it is we're not nice. We're just scared we're going to get shot.
Yeah.
But it's like, look, listen, the person that's not turning right on the red is bad, but maybe they know not what they do. Those of you who are behind them, who do no honking, you are aiding and abetting.
Or a gentle push out into the
just
intersection.
Just a little shot. Yeah, just a tap.
By the
just
way, I had that experience, and I kept thinking to myself, oh, here she goes. Okay, she's going. In the meantime, I should have been honking and honking, but I kept thinking, she goes.
And here's my thing. I literally sit 9 cars back on the freeway off ramp when there's no cars coming the other way and we're not turning red. The light's red, no one's turning, and we're in the right turn lane. And I'm thinking to myself, am I the only guy who's going out of my bean here? Like, why aren't we moving? What's going on? I don't see any traffic. How come I'm on the horn? I give the toot 8 cars back. It doesn't translate. The poor chick in the Miata is like an escaped mental patient is honking. What do they want me to do? Pick up the car like Fred Flintstone and carry it over? She's looking at me like, what? I'm doing this sort of retarded point thing that makes it's like talking to a dog about what he's done to your slipper. It's like he has no idea. And I realize it's nothing. But here's all I'm saying. How about a little campaign? How about the shake your ass campaign? Let's go. Let's get it moving. Max, now. Let's go. You can turn right on the red. Let's go. You're holding up the whole goddamn city. Let's move. And shouldn't this person get a ticket? Where's this person's ticket? Really? I get the ticket for coasting through the four-way at 4 a.m. up at halfway up Beachwood. That's the ticket I get. No ticket for the guy who won't turn, is holding up the freeway off-ramp, is backed all the way up because this post ain't turning right. No ticket there. Never got a ticket for that one. Doesn't exist. Why not? Why not the ticket to get us moving? Don't we want to get the town moving? Nobody interested in that. Cops are pussies. All the pussy politicians can talk about is safety. And by the way, we're going to get this town moving, but we're going to do it safely. No such thing. Speed it up. Get people moving.
So,
crack the whip.
Wait, we want to talk to Danny about this
Danny,
ticket.
So what
ticket,
about?
How did he fight a ticket?
Oh, so anyway,
then,
Ron.
Well, maybe he may have brought your name up in court. That's what I want to hear.
Hold on. He wouldn't have done that.
I want to hear.
I said, I've been begging people in Los Angeles to turn left through the red arrow when the light was green. because it's another thing. They're popping up all over the place, and we're just sitting there like tards waiting to be T-boned, just sitting at these red arrows at the intersection that the light is green. There's no cars coming.
Right.
Just turn. And that's what I do every day, and I've been encouraging people to do it. Poor Danny got two tickets.
Two tickets.
How did you get two tickets, by the way?
Well, Ace, man, I made the first one per your advice, and I got it. And then I heard you talking about it a couple nights ago, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to do it again. And lo and behold, a motorcycle cop was there yet again.
You got to look for the fuzz.
That was one of his big recommendations, is to
follow through all the time.
Oh, I look around like a linebacker dropping back into pass coverage. I'm like Ray Lewis in that car, head going all the way around.
How did you get out of it?
The guy didn't show up.
Oh, the cop didn't show up.
The cop didn't show.
Probably at a barbecue or something.
But I have another one, and I was wondering if Adam would represent me on that one.
I'll do it via speakerphone.
By speakerphone.
Yeah. No, I'm not going. We were out in Kansas City some years ago. Not a great experience for us.
We were the first date in the country to ban gays from getting married today. But
oh, really?
More importantly, oh, yeah.
Missouri, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
And okay. We passed the law that there's actually no right on red in certain places now.
Listen, thanks, Danny, but I can't hang in KC now.
You never going back?
Never going back.
For our barbecue experience?
Drew and I, we did a college in Kansas City.
University of Kansas.
Chick picked us up at the airport and said, you fellas know how to get to the hotel? I was like, yeah, hold on. Yeah, just go down the old mill road. Now, there's a tree blocking it, if memory serves. We'll just get out. We'll go on foot for a while. It's like, I've never been here. I don't even know. First off, I'm drunk. I've been flying for 6 hours. I don't even know where I am. Where are we? Who are you? How dare you?
We asked for some barbecue.
There's
one thing we wanted.
Drew, what wasn't wrong about that trip to KC?
Well, the event wasn't wrong.
Oh, it wasn't.
The event was good.
Okay. Ron Livingston is here tonight. We'll take a little break. Little Black Book, I should say, name of the new movie, out this Friday, and we'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ron Livingston is here tonight from Little Black Book, out in theaters as we speak.
Friday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. As we speak, if you put this on tape and listen to it in 2 days, it would be Friday. Yeah. Drew, you all right?
What's it rated?
Okay. R, I think.
R. Okay.
Oh, is it R?
PG-13? I don't know.
PG-13. Think my kids.
That's cool.
PG-13. I'm supposed to know that.
It's cool not to know.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like when I asked Tommy Lee what year his Ferrari was, and he was like, huh? What year is that Testarossa? Oh, I couldn't tell you. Like, wow, that's rich. That's great. It's no idea what year it is. I don't know. It's just a grocery getter. Yeah, it's the old lady. All right. Let's hop to the phones and speak to Jubilee.
Yeah.
You better be black.
No.
How do you get a name like Jubilee?
My parents are X-Men freaks.
X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a character in X-Men named Jubilee?
Yeah.
You guys are so retarded.
You should be
and
removed.
I'm Jewish, too.
What? Something's wrong. It does not compute.
What?
Yeah. Well, the men part does, like X-Berg or X-Men. These are Jewish names, Drew.
But
laugh it up,
but comics true.
It's too good Jews to be true.
It's too good to be true. But Jews aren't. They're a different kind of nerd. But they're not the comic book nerd. They're not the Trekkie nerd. That's the domain of the Gentile.
Oh, it's Jubilee.
Look, I think I saw the first X-Men movie. I don't remember Jubilee.
Well. Okay, first of all, there is more, like, out there than just the movies, but called the comic books.
Yeah.
And in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, there's X-Men, the cartoon?
There's a superhero Jewish person. Jubilee.
What are Jubilee's powers?
She, like, can shoot fireworks out of her wrists or something? I don't know.
I swear she was going to say ass. All right, she shoots fireworks out of her wrists. All right, so you're Jubilee.
Yes.
And what do you have a brother like Aquaman or the Silver Surfer or something like that? Do you have any other crazy names in the family?
Well, we have a lot of crazy names, but they're none like that though.
All
no,
right.
They're like
brothers. Jubilee, and that's Jeff. Named him after Pappy. All right, so now here's the whole thing too. I may be at risk at angering some of our listeners, but I've never read a comic book. Obviously, I've always decided
you've never read anything. At least you've
never read anything, but I've decided that this is super Nerdville here, and I might use this thing for like a belly rag, you know. But that's about it. I can't understand those who get into it, those who trade it, those who argue over it, those who get a boner 2 years in advance when their favorite comic book is coming to the big screen. It just seems incredible to me. Yes, yeah, Ron, am I offending you?
You know, yeah. I think I've seen, I wasn't really a comic book guy, but I've seen some that I like, and they're graphic novels now. They're calling them graphic novels.
Oh, really?
And some of them, they look like storyboards, you know?
The cover looks great.
I think they're poor man's movies.
Black and white.
You know what I mean? You need a couple $1 million to make a movie, but if you have a pen, you can do a comic book.
Yeah, and no girlfriend. Julie?
Well, like,
go ahead, like, baby doll.
Okay, first of all, like, I don't know. My parents just, like, grew up with that, and they just wanted us to grow up with that. Like, I love the Ninja Turtles now, and I'm 15, so I don't know.
All right. Well, that's fantastic.
Okay.
All right, so,
question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And you can't think I'm a total slut or a whore after I tell you, okay?
Too late, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I had this boyfriend, and he told me that I was, like, love his life, and I fell in with it, and then he screwed me and then dumped me.
Mm-hmm.
So he coerced you into having sex with him by telling you how much he loved you?
Yeah.
You stinking whore. This happens.
Keep going.
Right?
Okay. Your guys will say whatever.
And then ever since then, I can't get an orgasm.
Were you actually able to have an orgasm on your first time with him?
Yeah.
Really?
No way.
Yes.
No way. Well, she's
yeah,
a superhero. She has stuff shoot out of her.
Ooh.
All right, so Jubilee, listen to me, sweetie pie. You're 15. Slow it down a little bit.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right.
How long ago
did
you leave this guy, or did he leave you?
He left. He totally dumped me afterwards.
How long ago?
Like about a year and year and a half. And I was dating him for a really long time too. I thought I was dating him for like a year and a half.
So you were 14 when you had sex with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right.
Just slow it down. Relax. If you were able to orgasm at 14 with a male,
mm-hmm.
That you are indeed a superhero.
Yes.
Indeed. And those powers will return.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
But just slow it down. Slow it down.
All right. Oh, parents. Really? I would hate.
Fortunately, she's anonymous, you know, Jubilee.
Yeah, no one.
No,
everyone.
No.
Everyone knows. There's so many of them at school.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know which one was calling in. Tabby.
Yeah.
There's a million Tabbies too. You're 18.
Yeah.
Is your name Tabby?
Yes, I am.
All right. I like
Georgia
that too.
Tabitha.
What's up?
Sweet. What's up?
Well, I've known my boyfriend for about a year, and we've been dating officially for about 5 months, and he goes to school far away.
You're in Chicago. Where does he go to school?
University of Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so what do you want to know?
Well,
party school.
He is going to go back to school at the end of this month, and I don't know how I'm going to handle myself. I don't know. I just...
You going to cheat?
No. I love him.
Right.
I've been with real bad guys. And,
right, so when you say you don't know how you're going to handle yourself, you mean you don't know what you're going to do?
I'm really depressed.
This is a stalking material.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It is her boyfriend after all.
But I know but she's known all along he was going back to college. She's going to show up at his doorstep.
You going to show up? Are you scared? Are you accusing him of cheating or anything like that?
Well, I've been...
Some hot chicks down at the University of Puget Sound.
I'm not going to go there right now.
I'm picturing, like, the Gordon's Fisherman out there, like a bearded woman smoking a pipe with no mustache and a slicker, going like, ah, and saying, like, baby and stuff like that. Really?
Fisherman's friend under breath.
How many colleges do we need, by the way? Do we need one over at the Puget Sound? Don't we have enough colleges? We got to run into one every 8 feet? All right, listen. He's going, and then when's he coming back?
He'll be back for Christmas.
When the tides are right? Or
Christmas?
When?
Christmas break.
Yeah, Tabby, break. I just listen. You got to get a grip on this. It's great that you have a close relationship. It's suspicious that your previous relationships have been so dysfunctional. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. you poured everything into this one. Mm-hmm. Neither is a healthy way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a little more flexible and realize that at your age, people go different directions. They go to college. The relationships aren't supposed to be forever. And it's, you know, yes, you can try to sustain it across these circumstances, but
how much money would someone have to pay you to go back to that place emotionally, Drew? That weird clingy, I'll freak out, I'll die, I can't breathe when you leave. And how much, Drew? How much? I'm going to kill him now. Name your price. Write it down.
No price.
I'm not really that clingy, though.
Oh, that was Drew, actually. All right. Well, look. Then he'll. If you're not that clingy, he'll be back in mid.
Enjoy. Have a life.
It's meant to be. It'll
have a life. Focus on your life.
It's meant to be. It'll be.
That's right. You got to let it go. It's like a bird. And then if the bird comes back. The birds ever come back, by the way?
No.
Everyone I know has lost a parakeet or flew off and then come back 4 months later.
Hey, butterflies come back.
I just need to clear my beak, man. I'm back.
Everyone knows that. Butterflies come back.
You let it set it free, man. And if it comes back, what? This is the Anima Group, right? Ron Livingston is here. Ron was just staying for the first hour, but now he's got to say just one more break. Just one more break. Because you got to come back. We got to say bye. We got to plug Little Black Book. All right, we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. One more break with Ron Livingston, who's in Little Black Book, which is coming out this Friday. And I'm assuming it's a very large release. Yes?
Huge.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many screens it's going to hit?
I don't know, but if it's as many as, like, the buses,
yes,
know, the bus posters,
it's
then it'll
2,500 or 3,000.
Yeah, and there's not much out in the romantic comedy department right now. Is there, or am I missing something?
I don't think so.
I saw The Village, by
how
the way.
That?
Village was good, not great, just good,
what?
You know, had a twist and a turn.
What, you didn't like it?
It was slow. Awful. Well, here's the thing.
The twist was so bad, Adam.
Here's the thing. I didn't see it coming, so if I didn't see it coming, I'll accept it as a decent twist.
But you go from small to big, not like big to small. That was terrible. I felt swindled. I was swindled on the cash.
Swindled? I felt bamboozled. How do you think I felt? I bought the guy I went with the ticket, you know?
I bought the girl I went with the ticket. I was pissed.
Yeah, but you got a BJ. I just got a handy.
Don't go see The Village is what I'm saying.
All right, don't go see it. The most, here's the thing. It was sort of plodding and slow, and, you know, you had to sort of stay with it, and it's not a fast, not if you have ADD, don't go see The Village. I didn't think it was that bad. M. Night's done better work. Seems like he's getting a little full of himself, by the way. Always the most distracting part of an M. Night Shyamalan film is him. His when he insists on putting himself in the movie, and somebody said to me, well, Hitchcock would put himself in the movie. Hitchcock would be standing on the corner as they ran past him.
Right.
This guy gives himself big, fat, meaty dialogue roles, and it's like, huh? Who is this guy? What? What's this? What's the Taliban guy doing in the middle of Amish country, huh? What's he doing here? Very distracting. Very distracting. This time, it wasn't distracting because of his ethnicity. He was too young for the... He was playing like some guy's supervisor or something, and he's like 29.
He was in the reflection, though. You didn't even see him.
You didn't even see him, but I remember... Here's how I know the guy is a bad actor.
Because you know it's him right when he starts to talk.
No, better yet. I think to myself, boy, the guy who played that part seemed miscast.
Right,
and then later on when I look at the credits, like I remember the first time... I ever saw what the hell is that? Quentin Tarantino, not Reservoir Dogs, but
Pulp Fiction.
I remember Jimmy and I saw a screening of that early screening. We're like, hey, everything was good except for that one dude. Wonder who he knew. Oh, that's the guy who wrote and directed the film. All right. But listen, I'm going to do that too one day. Write and direct, put myself in, F up the film.
Please don't.
Too late. All right, so you didn't like The Village at all then, Anderson.
I was swindled.
You were swindled. You had to know. I mean, circles sucked. or no, signs or whatever the hell it was.
Signs was good. I didn't mind it. He stuck with it. There was creatures. There's no creatures.
There were an advanced alien civilization that couldn't get their way into a barn after 9 hours.
Yeah, I read the same review.
All right. Oh, well, hold on a second.
I'm a dick, I know.
All right, quiet down, because one time it's like, whenever I get accused of reading a review, Drew, please jump in.
Adam's never read anything.
You heard somebody talking that had read the same review.
All right, would you please shut your own mic off? Ram it through the trachea, please.
Talking to Lynn.
Where are we?
Gotta love Livingston, let's go.
We're going to stay here an extra 20 minutes. Make it a good 20 minutes.
Let's be positive. Yeah. Woo. I remember one time there was a producer over on the X show that was accusing a guy of sending him negative emails by Adam Carolla. And it's like, that Adam Carolla is sending me these emails filled with hate and vitriol. And it's like, nah, Adam Carolla can't type.
Can't read.
Thank you. You would defend me in court, right, if anyone said I was sending them negative emails or reading
reviews?
Your Honor,
it's simply impossible. It's just impossible.
It's like accusing a walleye of sending a bad email, right? Like, it's just impossible. Yeah. A fish cannot send an email.
Or some guy without legs running down the street. It's
impossible.
No, it doesn't happen. It can't happen.
Can't happen.
Can't run.
Okay, buddy, I get it. I'm dumb. Linda?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
A dumb genius, though.
Diabolical. Dumb like a fox. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, I was just wondering, is it bad that I don't get orgasms after a whole year of, having a sexual relationship with my boyfriend?
You're 18. Yeah. Many women don't start having orgasms till well into their 20s. And most, you've heard me say this a million times, most never have orgasm with intercourse. They'll have it only with some sort of direct stimulation like oral sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you say most, you mean all. All.
All that should come in contact with Adam Carolla.
Yeah. But boy, can he receive pleasure. Linda, does he give you oral sex?
No.
All right, that's a no. And he says here he's 15?
Yeah.
Why you, an 18-year-old chick with a 15-year-old guy, that's a
weird.
Pretty big chasm there. How come?
I don't know.
Well, who's, okay, here's.
Where was that when I was 15?
Well, Linda, whose life are you, life is Linda leading, by the way? It's like, everything's like, huh? I don't know, how would I know?
How did you meet this guy?
He's the
trick question. Too tough.
Listen, too tough. Please, hold on. Attention tards who call this show, please speed up. You know, it's like what it is. I'm picturing it's like they're reading a ticker tape or something, trying to get their next thing. It's like the crawl on the bottom of the CNN. Like, where did I meet him? It's like someone's typing it into a computer. It's on the crawl underneath the screen. Yeah. Just give the goddamn answer. What are you staring at? Something shiny? What is so distracting, Linda? Answer the questions. What's up? Let's go, baby dog. Get on your feet now. Where'd you meet him?
He's my brother's friend.
All right, brother's friend.
Brother's friend.
Watch, Drew, ask me.
Where'd you meet
him? Brother's friend!
Okay, yeah.
That's how you do it. All right.
How about on your own?
What's that?
Can she have an orgasm by herself?
How dare you ask that question, Ron?
I'm just
That's
curious.
That's very upsetting.
What? Linda, go ahead. Can you have an orgasm on your own? Ron needs to know for later.
I don't know.
See, like I said, whose life is Linda leading?
I don't know.
It's certainly not Linda's.
Yeah, but I wish someone who was more entertaining had inhabited her body. I really do.
That would be a no. She doesn't.
So no,
and most women don't.
But don't you crawl before you walk?
Most women, it doesn't work. It's not like the male. It's
really?
A totally different system. And so, men, you can't keep hands off that area. Women, it sort of doesn't do anything unless there's a lot of women. Some are fine with it, and some become fine with it.
Right. Most become more comfortable in their own vulva later on in life.
Yes, it's with their own vulva, not in their own.
Oh, with their own vulva. Sorry, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, mercifully, the phone is cut out. Linda?
Yeah?
Okay, baby. Now, he's 15, you're 18. What grade is he in?
He's He's going to be a junior.
He's a couple years, is he a couple years ahead? Well, he's almost 16.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. I don't know what it is. I'd rather just hear my own nasally drone. Okay, here's the thing. Who cares? I'm done talking to you. Don't ever call
me. Well, there was sort of no question.
Sort of no question, but boy, did she make rock soup out of that question. I mean, she fed the whole goddamn town with that one non-question. Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yep.
All right, what's going on, baby? Here we go now.
Well, okay, my friend Kim introduced me to her boyfriend, James.
Uh-oh.
And, like...
Uh-oh, and that you named two people 10 seconds into the call, always sets our bogosity meter
way high
to red, yeah.
Liar, whore, and you know it!
Drew, please, let her finish. Go ahead.
Okay, and, me and James get along really well.
Smart, and to use the name again.
Yeah, we good like...
Strategy. Right.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay, and we talk about, everything, political subjects and everything, and...
I'm sure that's...
Love to be a fly on the wall.
I want to see the thought bubble over his head while he's talking about John Kerry.
Giant vagina. Giant vagina, and then there's, trains going through tunnels, and the Washington Monument, it never ends. Just all some rockets taking off on the launch pad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, John.
Piece of chance.
Yeah, all right.
And she keeps telling me things that she notices that he pays more attention to me when I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
Than her.
Yeah, and he said he wants to break up with her so he could be with me.
He's told you that.
Huh?
He has told you that.
Yeah. But.
All right.
Who cares?
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah?
You're going to need to turn your radio down, goof-tard.
So James and, what was it called, Kim? So they can't listen.
Right. Turn the radio down or turn
your radio off.
Goof-tard, by the way. I like that.
It's a good one.
It's a good name. It's a good German name, too. That's Goof-tard Schultz. Good German name. Goof-tard. All right, so Melissa, let's just say we believe Melissa. So, all right, she has the hots for her girlfriend's boyfriend.
What is your question? If he has the hots for you, what do you want to do? What's the question?
Well, I would like to hook up with him, but I don't know how should I tell her?
Well, that's
his job.
That's his job.
By the way, Melissa, your plan is to destroy your friend so you can take her out of the way as a object of affection for this guy. I mean, you think about what you're planning here. This is your good friend. You're planning on ruining her relationship so you can be with some a-hole.
Yeah.
And your desire to tell her or to deal with her is purely so you can sweep her out of the way.
Well, is this truly a good friend of yours or just an acquaintance?
We've been friends for a while, but I wouldn't say she's a true friend.
Yeah, not since this guy showed up.
Do whatever you want. Just don't get pregnant, all right?
Yeah.
You strike me as someone who might not want to use birth control.
Well, that's not true because I'm still a virgin.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, are you planning on having sex with this guy?
You pansy!
No.
No?
I don't plan because I'm waiting till I get married.
Okay.
There's a ring on my finger.
Oh, you may want to float that one before he dumps
on
friend.
No, don't tell him. Don't tell him that'll serve him right.
You're right.
Yeah. See if the political discourse stays
so rich.
The course. Yeah.
Such rich political energy.
Huh?
You'd be like, then I will get on with the thought bubble. Like a pump bubble.
Explosion. No, the same rocket on the pad just sliding down and blowing up like some bad Soviet... some Soviet
Circa
rocket 70, that never made it in 1971.
Yeah. He's voting for Bush.
Everybody down. Yeah. Maria?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby doll?
I just have a question. I have a problem with anger. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, how can I overcome that anger?
Get more specific. What's the
What do you do?
What happens?
To me, it seems like I'm psychotic when I get to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually triggered by my boyfriend. He had a not really bad past, but since how can I say this in a very nice way? He had girlfriends before me, right? And
mm-hmm. How dare he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. But, you know, I was a virgin when I met him, and he was a really nice guy, blah, blah, blah. And I thought he hadn't had so many girlfriends before him. And he kind of brought up his past, and I started getting jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And now, whenever he brings up something from the past, he has said, I'm sorry, by the way. But,
Well, now, do you get mad at him or do you get mad at the girls?
At him.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. The ones who get mad at the chicks, those are the ones that end up on Springer.
Do you work for Sony?
No.
Because this is the plot of my movie.
Oh, really?
Well, it gets hold of the little black book.
I'm not.
All right, well, so you get by psychotic, you mean you get so you can't control your behavior, you get enraged.
No, afterwards, I feel really awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see a lot of this in your family growing up? People hitting and throwing?
No, actually. That was my, maybe I had when I was a kid or something, but I don't remember. My father wasn't really there. He was here, and I was back in El Salvador with my mommy and things like that. But
you saw violence?
A lot of it, yes. And in a way, I'm very desensitized.
Right, because of growing up in El Salvador?
Yes.
Did anybody hit you?
Teachers. Do they count?
Well, they do that over there.
How about parents?
No. Actually, my mother was very protective of us, and my dad couldn't hit us or anything like that.
Oh, is there any manic depression in your family?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Is there manic depression in your family?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been evaluated?
Hold on a second. Pressured. They don't have that in El Salvador. They're too busy like stepping on landmines and thwarting kidnapping attempts and violent coups and overthrows to be worrying about with the chemical imbalances.
Like I said,
that's just like, are you kidding?
Yeah, that stuff goes
Go
away.
Out and slaughter a goat. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. And by the way, the teachers got to beat the kids in El Salvador. Otherwise, the kids wouldn't grow up and beat their kids.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Right.
We cannot judge. Can't judge.
No.
All cultures. They're all the same. They're all beautiful.
Exactly.
Everything's the same.
Same.
Everything's the same.
Same.
And if something's wrong with another culture, by the way.
It's not wrong.
Well, it's not wrong, but if there is something, you know, genital
different.
Mutilation
different.
Or AIDS or something like
just
that.
Different.
It's different.
How dare you?
If it is wrong, it's our fault.
Of course.
We must have done something.
Yes. Well, you soiled their culture in some
way. We did something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. All right. So now that we know that, we cannot judge. Go ahead, Maria. So you're zesty.
No, she's nuts.
She's zesty.
She's nuts.
Okay.
That's how people kill each other. They go into these sort of fugue states where they're enraged and they associate and they kill.
All right. So what should she do? Go back to El Salvador where she can fit right in? She actually work as a counselor?
School teacher.
School teacher, counselor.
Maria, you might want to see someone about this because whatever, you've got to find, if not some sort of technique to de-escalate yourself, maybe sort of develop relationships where you can regulate your feelings a little better, where you really realize that your behaviors have impact and you can sort of take action before you spin into one of these fugue states.
Now, where are the Sandinistas from? Nicaragua or El Salvador? Who'd you have in El Salvador?
They had a civil war.
Salende? Melende?
Yeah.
Siva?
Yeah. What'd you have over there, Maria?
What was it again?
What'd you have over there about 15, 20 years ago?
Who were the feuding parties in El Salvador?
Oh, they had the leftists and the guerrilla or whatever.
Got those.
And the right.
Yeah, but it was
the left and the right.
Hold on. So left, right, in the middle? The scintillating. Do they have any good names?
Did they wear bow ties on the right there, too?
Do they have any good names?
It was really, I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm glad I'm out of there, though.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, everybody is. But again, beautiful country, beautiful people, can't judge. Government not made up of the people.
Love the pupusas.
That's fantastic. All right, baby doll. Okay. Well, look, get some counseling. You got to get some counseling, right?
Yeah, you do, Maria. Yeah.
All right. You know what you're doing. You're okay. I mean, you're asking the right questions.
She may be bipolar, too. I mean, that kind of irritability and that kind of that manic craze. She's a little pressure to their speech and all that stuff. Sometimes a little chemical help, a little containment,
mm-hmm.
prevent people from hurting each other.
All right. Again, if it's a cultural thing,
killed his wife and hit her in a mattress.
Oh, really? What happened? I didn't hear about that.
By the way, he reminded me of your buddy from Windy City Heat. He had a head injury.
Mm.
He pretended to be a doctor because all of his family was doctors. He had sort of pathological low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Really hung out at a convenience store all day.
Mm.
Wife started looking into, you know, he was supposed to be going away to have his national merit or national board test and things.
Oh, wasn't really a doctor.
He wasn't anybody. He had a head injury and was sort of not able to function, and she was with him.
Well, how'd you marry the guy and think he was a doctor?
Crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. And then just kills him in a rage when she starts realizing that the guy's been lying.
So
he kills her.
He kills her. Oh, really? And then puts her in a mattress?
Hides her in a mattress.
That's the crazy part. And where? And then they find, is it the landfill one or is that something else?
I think it's the landfill one.
Oh, he said that was in Utah or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was out here.
No, it's Utah.
Yeah. Right.
And but it reminded me of your buddy. What's the guy's name for Windy City Heat?
I don't know, Drew. Why?
Because it reminded me of that. The kind of not reading social cues and having trouble with empathy. That's when they guys spin out, that's where they go.
Okay, Drew. We'll keep that in mind. Oh. Right, right. All right, where are we, Drew?
Line four?
All right. Ron, you're this close to out of here. Alyssa?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yeah. First of all, before I state my problem...
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, forget it. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say, Dr. Drew, your opera voice is amazing, and I really like opera, so...
Oh, cool. Thank you.
I thought yours was good, so... but anyways, my problem is, like, only older guys, like, hit on me and, like, you know, want to ask me out and stuff. And I know that doesn't really sound like a problem, but, like, no younger guys at all want to go out with me. I haven't even held a guy's hand, and I'm 16, so... Mm-hmm. And I don't dress like a slut or anything, but what did you say?
How old are the guys that hit on you?
Anywhere from, like, college age all the way up to, like, 40.
Do you look a lot older?
I don't think I look that old, but...
Do you dress provocatively?
No, actually, I go to a private school, so I have to...
Are you in situations frequently where you're around older people?
Well, I mean, just around the mall and when I'm hanging out with my, like, friends.
Is it possible you're just dealing with the sort of normal...
Yeah.
Chaos.
Every hottie 16-year-old gets hit on. And did she give us an age?
I'm sorry, what?
She gives college to 40.
Yeah.
College to 40. Well, 40's getting a little up there, but
more 40 than college, though. Like, more the older ones than the younger ones.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
What are you doing Friday?
Were you victimized growing up?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
So you're healthy. Yeah, you're hot.
I mean,
whatever.
I've never had a boyfriend, ever.
Are you very sophisticated looking? You know what I mean?
Probably.
She's older guys.
Well, you say sophisticated looking, it means
older.
Affable. Yeah.
No, but
legal.
You go to an all-girls school?
No, but you know, a guy in his 30s might misread some of the cues, might think, oh, it's a sophisticated college age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should I try and, like, look younger or act younger?
Go with the pigtails and the huge lollipop. You'll attract a real quality breed of cat. That,
just keep your...
I like
keep
that
your,
novelty lollipop.
I feel like I've got a lot to offer, and I don't know. I just would really like to experience, like, a relationship like that.
Well...
Yeah. Go.
All right, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, you're fine, by the way.
Yeah,
but I want to get back to Ron's question. Is it all girls' school?
No. Like, there's really hot guys there, and I don't know. I don't even think I'm attractive. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm... Just...
All right, hold on a second. Now, they got dudes, like, I don't want to burst any bubbles here, but if you're going to high school and you're a 16-year-old chick and you're just sort of eager for the fray and good to go and nobody's asking you out...
Yeah.
Whoa, something's up, and it's probably not a good thing. I don't know what it is, but...
Then why would the 34-year-old guys be coming after her?
Bouncy.
Because they're willing to trade certain things for youth. Remember we had that conversation, Drew? Yeah. Yeah, a little fresh meat. Doesn't matter if it's good meat, just fresh. You know what I mean? We've been living off of pemmican.
Yeah, but what?
We've been living off stuff that's been, like, salted and dried out on the line, you know, salmon, dried salmon and stuff. Just a little fresh, even if it's just some wild game, just it's fresh, you know what I mean?
Why would she, though, be
squirrel
getting...
Squirrel meat, but it's fresh.
Why more
it's
than
fresh.
Why more than
just
her peers?
Just got hit by an SUV.
Why more than her peers? You know what I mean? If she's hanging out with a bunch of girls, why would she be the one that gets the...
Be hanging around my younger friend, like my friends that are my age and stuff.
All right, well,
happened to them.
Do you look like the nanny or something hanging out with the younger kids? Or
excuse me, what?
Are you attractive? Let's just say.
Well, a gay guy if I was a model, so I mean, I don't know if that means. I mean, I guess I am.
Confusing.
This whole thing does the score.
All right, let's try to figure this out. How tall are you?
I'm
gay guys, no models.
5'7" and 3/4"
5'7" and 3/4"
Yeah.
I heard you were 5'7" and 13/16" Good. And you're selling yourself short.
And your weight?
My weight is 131, so I'm a little overweight.
Almost 5'8", 131?
I'm trying to cut back, so I'm not eating as much, so.
Right. Cup size?
A B.
B, all right. That's fine. Anything we need to know about, like wandering eye, cleft palate?
No, I've got dark brown hair and dark
mustache.
Eyes.
Dark eyes, everything cool?
No acne.
Everything good? Skin's good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, no reason why some guys aren't going to start hitting on you any second.
Anything funny about your school? Is it like, you know what I mean? Is it all super academically inclined, full of nerds that don't know how to...
A lot of like Asian kids that play the harp and stuff?
No, there's a lot at my school. What about like on the nerds too. It's mixed.
What about like on the girls' choice thing at the skating rink or the Sadie Hawkins dance? When you ask the guys out, do you get a lot of no's?
Well, I don't know. It's really hard for me to ask guys out. Like, I'd rather...
Get used to that. Take control of things.
Yeah, jump
Break
in.
It down.
Yeah,
yeah
let's go. People, like, just get bored. Like, at first they'll be flattered, then they'll be bored.
No.
Start with the shy kids.
Here's
Start with
the
shy
men,
kids in the corner. They'll love you.
Here's what you got to know about men. They are lazy. And if you do their work for them, they're extra super happy.
Watch how lazy guys are. Well, we got to say bye to Ron.
Bye, guys.
Ron, Liv, Little, I'm just going to call it LBB.
There you
is
go.
The name of his book coming out. I mean, movie's coming out.
Movie's too big a word. Just stay with book.
Think like Fry. The Fry. Yeah. Theater, near, in, your, own. Sometimes I don't use the beginning letters. I get the end one like town. I always say own. All right. Ron, God bless you. Thanks for coming by. Always
Pleasure.
A delight. Come
Always
back anytime. You got some new movies coming up here. I see. Please come out and plug away when those hit the theaters. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ron Livingston has left the building. Little Black Book, name of the movie, coming out this Friday. Always good to see Ron. All right, back to the phones we go, and we'll speak to Nigel, who's 23. Nigel?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, I'm married and away from my wife a lot. I was wondering if there's something that would slow down the male libido.
Male libido.
Bullet in the head?
Yeah, that's the only thing that'll really slow it down. But
what about saltpeter, Drew?
Yeah, I don't really know what. Remember, we had Tony Bennett on here who was saying that's what they used to give routinely
in the service.
In the service. I didn't know what he was talking about. I don't know what that is even. But
what do you mean? First off, I brought it up, and
he started talking about it. Right.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
You're a doctor.
I don't know what they're referring to in this. It could be anything. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
It's a substance.
I just don't know what it is. What the? I don't know what the name refers to. I look up the web. At the commercial break.
Chris.
Saltpeter.
Sorry. Look up saltpeter.
Saltpeter?
Have you heard of saltpeter?
Yes, I have. But
No, I know you have.
Well, anyway, what occurs to me...
I know you have. I just
salt,
like...
Saltpeter? No.
Hold on a second. No. That's a junior college education.
I know. I know. You're worrying about your course load for next year. I think I know what we got to focus on here.
Yeah. I rented Course Load over the weekend, by the way. Strong film.
C-O-A-R-S-E.
Course Load. Yeah. Course. Little derm abrasion. Course Load.
Oh, my.
All right. That'd be a good name. Good college. Good college porn. Course load. All right. So, listen, Nigel. By the way, it says you're in the Army?
Yes, sir.
You got to be the only guy in the United States Army named Nigel.
Probably, yeah.
Get off your knees, scumbag!
There's probably more Seth than there is Nigels.
Corporal or something. I mean, like a...
What are you? What do you do in the Army?
I'm infantry.
Infantry. And how come you're not in Iraq?
I'm going in 2 months.
Oh, you are?
Oh, good news, Adam. That's good. Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he's going over.
Smell of burning flesh will probably kill a little of the wood. But what about it,
I think,
Engineer
well,
Chris?
I think,
you see any saltpeter?
What's it again?
A place to exchange ideas, recipes?
No, no. That's not what we're thinking of.
He never disappoints this kid.
But Nigel, here's the deal. I think of things like serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Prozac, Zoloft, those kinds of drugs will kill your libido pretty good. Yeah. So that's one thing. Can they masturbate when they're in the...
If you got to break off a piece of that fine Iraqi tail for yourself, so be it.
I would never cheat on my wife.
Beautiful, beautiful women running around there. Drew's getting on the... I'm telling you, I'm going to look into this saltpeter over here. Dr. Drew claims to be a doctor.
Sodium nitrate, a natural white crystal compound used in rocket propellants.
Yeah.
And the manufacture of... explosives.
They do use saltpeter in
Listen
that.
To
yeah.
In the past, it was put in military rations to keep soldiers from... You can't turn this up. In the
Wait a minute. What's that have to do with the recipe exchange?
In the past, saltpeter was put in military rations to keep soldiers from being interested in sex. To ensure celibacy. What could it possibly... Sodium nitrate. What could it possibly do?
Well, maybe it's a wives' tale they used to use in prisons, too, I think.
Really?
Put some saltpeter in the food. It's funny, it's got the word Peter in it. Maybe that's where Peter got used.
Desperate women have been known to feed their husbands saltpeter to keep them from straying. However, this practice is not recommended.
Oh.
That's nice.
Underline that. But what about the gazpacho recipe that's down a couple of boxes? Chris was interested in it.
Well, let me get to that back again.
All right.
Hold on a second.
So where do you get the saltpeter?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the gazpacho recipe.
Oh, please. Where do you get the saltpeter? Is there any way you can get that? And when do you think the military stopped putting that in the food? Because I don't think it was something from the Civil War times.
It says you can find it in large drugstores, patent medicine sections, along with glycerin, calamine.
All right.
Get it at meat markets or chemistry supply shops.
Nigel.
Yes. But I don't know what this is. I'm not in a million years what I recommend
it's
doing.
It's like that. Salt. Come on.
Yeah, but how do you know what?
You give yourself, you just mix it in with your rations. All right, Nigel, I'm telling you, look into the saltpeter.
Look into the saltpeter, okay.
Yeah, that'll keep you on the straight and narrow. And by the way, well, so what are you going to do over there in Iraq? I mean, there's nothing to do. How can you cheat?
Well, it's not that. It's like I don't see her. I see her on the weekends. And sometimes she's not in the mood and, I don't want to push her because...
Mm-hmm. She's not in the mood, but you only see her on the weekends?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
How's your relationship going?
Yeah, what's up with that?
She lives in Oregon and I live in Washington.
But how's the relationship going when you are home?
It's great. We talk every night for a couple hours at least.
Couple hours?
You guys have kids?
No, we don't have kids yet.
How come she can't sort of help you out? Yeah, I've always find that kind of peculiar. Is she young?
Yeah, she is.
Because sometimes women don't really appreciate how men's biology works.
No, but what do you mean help them out?
Be empathic of how...
No, women don't do that.
Eventually, they do break them down.
As a society, Drew, as a man of exquisite passion, probably just has like a glory hole in this bedroom. His wife had hooked up to shop vac many years ago. Yeah, you just drop your pants and dance. I'll hook myself into the mechanized glory hole, and don't worry, this will all be a memory in just a few minutes.
But by the way, thank you.
Let me keep dancing. Shh, no talking.
All right.
That's the creepy. Shh. All right. So let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
We as a society have gone from here. You want to run back to this microphone, or you still want to look up saltpeter? We as a society have gone from the 50s and before, where we said, ladies, you have to please your man.
Yeah, what do they used to call it? Take care of your husband.
Take care of your husband. He's a man. He has
wifely
needs.
Wifely duties. Yeah,
yeah, it's not just about getting in the kitchen and rattling a few pots and pans. He's a man. He has urges. You don't want him to stray. You have to take care of his urges.
I'm not sure it was about straying so much. It was part of the whole relationship.
All right, part of the whole thing. Yeah. Now, that went to this sort of effed up 60s and 70s where you don't owe him anything.
Right.
You're not an object.
Right.
You're not there to please him. You're not a sex toy. Well, here's the reality. Somewhere in between, which is guys' cadence might be once a night. Your cadence may be three times a month. Once you blow a little steam off the pressure cooker every few days so the pot doesn't explode and you don't get the beans on the ceiling. Yes,
but I think the fact is, though, it's more that just appreciating what, you know, it's sort of like what he needs in a relationship. And a guy needs that in a relationship. And
yeah.
You know, one of the things people don't know about, say, lesbian relationships is after about 6 months, often the sex dies out.
Oh, yeah.
Because women don't need that so much. They need the cuddling and stuff. And guys need to be appreciative of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be very careful to...
lesbos?
No, they don't need lesbians. They need to be appreciative of women's needs in the relationship. And I think that's the bottom line. It's about what is real for the two individuals in the relationship. What do they need? And to be able to appreciate one another. Needs and to deliver that and want to deliver that for them because you want them to be happy.
Right. We have beaten into women's heads over the last few years that if you ever have sex with your guy in a situation where it's less than optimal for you, like maybe you're not really in the mood, but you're just going to do it anyway, then somehow
you
just become an object to him.
You're receptive.
Now, meanwhile... It's okay to have sex with a guy at a party when you're loaded and you've never met him before. That part we haven't done a very good job of educating women with. Somehow that's okay. You can take on him and three of his buddies when you've had a few wine coolers at the frat party. No big deal with that. But once you marry the guy, you only have sex when you're good and ready and don't ever let anybody ever tell you. You know, it's like, now listen, you're married. Marriage is all about doing crap you don't want to do three quarters of the time.
On behalf of the other person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I agree that, sexuality, Drew, stop that. Sexuality is different than, you know, breaking down the chores of the house. But it falls on a heading of doing something you might not necessarily want to do because your partner would like you to do it at this time. And in certain ways, it's not much different than letting him pick the movie every once in a while.
You could be creative and enthusiastic about it, and thus you have the shop vac and things like that.
Finish him off. Yeah, that's right. Jamie, Drew got bored halfway into the conversation and just started playing like a kitten with the marks a lot. Go ahead.
Okay. I was calling because I'm 22. I've been married for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have two children.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband have been trying to kind of spice up our sex life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this thing about anal sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, for Drew, that's a smaller glory hole. Same piece of plywood, slightly smaller circumference on the hole. Yes, Drew?
Superfluous.
Okay.
It's just a knot hole and a good piece of wood.
Drew, I've been trying to penetrate it for years now. That's right. What the train tunnel is to Wile E. Coyote.
Paint it on.
Paint it on. Glory hole. Go ahead, Jamie. But then the next guy blows right through it.
Right for him, it's a tunnel.
That's right. All right, Jamie. So you guys want some anal.
Right.
He wants some anal.
Well, we've done it before, okay? Well, lately we've been doing it a little more often. But it seems like every time, like, we're, like, in the middle of having just, you know, straight intercourse, all of a sudden I get this urge to want to do it that way. And then afterwards...
So. Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask to switch?
Huh?
Why don't you ask him to...
Well, we do. And then after we're done doing it like that, just all of a sudden I get this feeling like I'm dirty. You know what I mean? Like slutty feeling.
But that must be what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You're looking for that feeling.
Yeah.
Some people see, well, you got to understand that some people, the way they're put together psychologically, they kind of keep a piece of themselves separated from their day in, day out self, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of have a bad self or a dirty self.
Mm.
And that's what makes, one of the things that makes people cheat is they want to feel whole. And so in order to connect with the bad self, they got to go be a bad person with a bad person.
Mm.
And just by engaging in this sort of bad activity with your husband, it's your husband, right?
Yeah.
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
Husband? You sort of connect with all that. Now, it's not particularly healthy because you're still not totally integrated. But on the other hand, at least you're doing it with him and not with somebody else. And you can trust him and you can sort of experience that part of yourself and examine it a little bit. And
right.
There you go.
Okay.
Well,
is it like a natural thing to like ask him?
Listen, Jamie.
You look at him and you think to yourself, I can't believe I just let you do that. That is, you know, just wrong.
Okay.
Well, maybe you're looking for a reason to be disgusted with him, which is different. That's a different thing than being disgusted with
himself. She is calling from Bakersfield. What's he do? Drive a truck?
He is a roofer. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Mopper?
Huh? What's he doing? Is he shingling? Is he hot mopping?
No, he does like wood shake shingles. He does complete re-roofs. Yeah,
his
he's
business.
A big guy. He's a boxer. He does like California's toughest competitions.
Wow, so there's anal rape, roofing, boxing. You guys are a renaissance, man. Right. All right. Well, at least he's working with a wood shingle.
Right.
Which, by the way, outlawed out here.
Yeah.
You got to worry about them fires out
right.
in this part
of the country.
Right.
So if you need your roof redone, I know someone that can.
All right. I'll send them, we'll bring them out. Bakersfield, they're actually hoping the place burns down.
That's how they did all with wood.
The town father's been praying the place burns down for the last 70 years.
Well, it's so hot there. Sometimes the bush gets just boxed. They just turn and catch on fire.
You'll be roofing in Bakersfield is, by the way, the threat that your high school counselor yells when you tell him to blow you in the 11th grade.
You'll see. You'll be roofing in Bakersfield.
Dude, are you guys trying to bag on Bakersfield?
Yeah, we are.
I know this place sucks really bad.
It's horrible.
Right, by the way.
All right. Well, listen. Jamie, what you're doing is fine. You sound okay. You're having a good relationship. God bless you. You're married. You have two kids. You're staying together. Yeah. Fantastic.
It's all normal.
It's all normal.
Well,
it's
okay.
And listen, most women have a component of their sexuality that's sort of naughty, dirty. Wonder if Dad knew what I was doing, he would disapprove. That's fine. Whatever floats your boat, baby doll. You're doing good. Don't worry about it.
Good times.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line of MNets. Dr. Drew. Let's get back to the phones. Let's get it on, Drew. You ready to get it on?
Yeah.
Drew almost clapped.
Nah, don't have that. I'm too lazy.
Let's get it on. You ready to get it on?
Yeah.
Let's get it on. Kat.
Hi.
You're 20. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's up?
What can we do for you tonight?
Just seeking your opinion on something.
All right. Shoot.
Watch out for breakaways.
My boyfriend and I, we go to two different schools in two different cities. And we've been doing this long-distance relationship for 2 years.
Just to put it in focus, where do you live and where does he live?
He lives in L.A. He goes to UCLA, and I go to UC Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, L.A. All right.
6 hours apart.
How long have you guys been going out?
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the question?
And I'm thinking that next year it would be really, really ideal if we would live together. Because he's about to be finished.
You want to get married, right?
We want to get married, yeah.
No. You want to get married.
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure what his plans are, what he wants to do?
Yes. We talked about it so much.
But stop with we. What does he want to do?
He wants to get married, too.
He wants to get married. All right. His life plan is to get married in his early 20s.
Oh, Drew.
No.
He wants to get married.
No, it's not
actually,
his plan.
Actually, we're planning on getting married when our careers have developed.
Right.
Yeah, that's his plan.
Well, look, hold on a second, Drew. This guy goes to UCLA. He's not some fresh buck from the valley who's looking to dip his wick in every piece of warm wax he runs into. He's a studious guy, right?
This is a guy who's been deferring gratification for many years and is going to want to see who he is when he gets into his career status.
It's getting cathartic now.
Hello?
No, okay. First off, what's his nationality? What's his field of study?
Well, he's Salvadorian American.
Aha.
Biochemistry.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, senior nerd.
So, Kat, you would want to...
No, hold on a second.
She
hold
wants to get
on.
Married now.
You decided he didn't want to get married or live with her seconds into the call.
I don't know that yet.
She keeps telling you, no, he wants to do it, but you don't want to be wrong because you decided very early into the call this is not going to work.
No, she keeps saying we, and I keep saying, she's saying,
well, you're saying what's his opinion, right. and she's saying, well, we spoke about this the other, and you're, what is this we stuff? I'm asking about him.
Right.
Please, this guy, he's a college student. Well, I know you're angry now, but he seems to be in love with Kat. He does want to live with you or not?
He does. He really does.
Then what's the problem, if any?
I'm Thai, and my mother...
You're Thai?
Yes.
Kid's going to come out looking like a Rubik's Cube. 9 different colors.
Picasso painted.
That's right.
Asian, yeah, most likely.
He's going to come out looking like a parrot. All right. So you're Thai,
right?
But by the way, the only Thai And you see Santa Cruz's tie stick. That's their only association with Thailand. But go ahead.
That's pretty much it. But Bonesy, a Thai girl, like, we're not supposed to live with our boyfriends. We're just supposed to be with them and then get married.
Yeah.
Living together
right.
before we get married is out of the question.
All right.
I already
talked
it over to my dad, and he says no, like absolutely no.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's offending me. Like, he's underestimating me. But then I understand he's also being a father.
Okay, let me explain something to all of the crazy nationalities who moved to this great country of ours. I haven't given this speech in a while. I know you want to have your days, you want to wave your flags, you want to have your marches, you want the DMV pamphlets printed in your native tongue. Let me just say something.
Yeah.
You are here because, at least in your estimation, your country had room for improvement. Some might go as far as to say a dump, but most of you are in this country because in your country you have oppression, you don't have freedom of the press, you don't have safe streets, politicians and police are corrupt, women are oppressed, your vote counts for nothing, sewage runs raw in the river. Do I need to go on? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Months worth of work is equivalent to a day's pay over here. That's your country. You come to our country because we ain't that. We may not be great, but we ain't the asshole that you came from. So adopt our policies. And when it comes to shacking up, we're number one in the world. So go ahead and shack up and do it because you're living in the greatest country in the world. All right.
Be careful, Kat.
Quiet down. What do you care? He's into her. They want to live together. All right. Drew's wrong. Here's what you get when Drew's wrong. We'll see.
We will indeed.
What's wrong with you, Drew? What's wrong with this? What's wrong? And don't give me we'll see. What's wrong?
She is hell-bent on marrying this guy. There's not a marriage at 20 in this situation that lasts.
He's graduating. They want to live together. They don't want to get married for a while.
Dr. Drew is right.
All right. We don't know anything. Let's all right. Good night. All right. That's the show. Drew's gotten under my skin tonight, clearly. He's trying it. But you know what? He starts up. And then he wants he's eager for the fray. All right, my mic has come off. It's drafting arm here. So we'll take a little extended break. I want to thank Ron Livingston for coming out. Little Black Book, name it a minute. X Games athletes coming in here tomorrow night out in Los Angeles this year. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Whatever.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.